right, our next item is Bay Forest Club MRRPC sub phases 3.2, 4.1, and 4.2 preliminary.
Now, this is a revised master plan for an 892-unit residential plan community. The original RPC was approved for 808 units. There was a recent expansion that was approved for 84 units. One of the conditions of that approval was that the two applications be required to provide an amended master plan incorporating the two approvals into one, which we provided you a copy of that. The intent of the master plans to show the overall development, and each phase would be subject to the commission's review and approval. And then phases 3.2, 4.1, and 4.2, that's a preliminary site plan for 109 total units. There's 1970 by 120 foot lots, two cottages, 69 attached townhome villas, and 19 detached villas. The proposed setbacks for the single family lots are 10 feet from the front and rear yards, 5 feet from the side yards. The villas and townhomes have 20 feet setback from all lot lines, and they also provide a 40-foot aggregate front and rear yard. And the setbacks for the detached cottages is 10 feet from the front yard. These setbacks are consistent with the previously approved phases. Central sewer will be provided by the county, central water by Tidewater Utilities. The conditions of both of these rezonings are referenced on the site plan. You could grant preliminary approval, and final would be subject to the review and approval by the commission since it's a residential plan community. And we provide you a copy of that site plan. Really, I think there should be two motions, one to approve the amended master plan.
Right.
And to grant preliminary approval, phases 3.2, 4.1, and 4.2.
Mr. Robertson, I know one of the, following up with what Mr. Abbott just said, one of the things that you had brought up during the public hearing for this was how the application for this was going to blend in. Are you satisfied with the amended master plan?
I will tell you that I have not reviewed the amended master plan with what's been submitted. So, I mean, if you need more time to do that, we can go ahead and defer it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's more of a commission issue than mine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a discretionary one. So,
yeah.
I mean, that doesn't require a legal opinion. That's
yeah.
up to you folks.
I don't want to hold the applicant up either. This, am I correct? This would have to come back to the, this has to come back to the commission because it's an RPC.
And that's the reason for having the amended master plan,
yeah.
though, because the amended master plan is going to show how it all fits together, and that's going to take care of both aspects of it. And
yeah.
then the preliminary will be underneath that master.
Typically, you get a master plan, and you come in with phases, and
yeah.
you need to
yeah.
amend the master plan if it's being changed before you come back in with those phases, so you know it up front.
The main thing is to make sure it covers, because this was two separate applications,
right?
Yeah, that it covers both applications with that master plan. That's the bigger concern,
correct.
And it does. So, yeah, I'm fine with that if it does that.
Okay. All right. Mr. Chairman, regarding Bay Forest Club MRRPC, my motion is for approval of an amended master plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amended master plan for Bay Forest Club MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
And Mr. Chairman, regarding Bay Forest Club MRRPC subdivision for phases 3.2, 4.1, and 4.2, my motion is for approval as a preliminary only, with final approval subject to the review and approval of this, the Planning and Zoning Commission, after receipt of all agency approvals, since this project is a residential plan community.
Thank you.
So moved and seconded to approve the subfaces 3.2, 4.1, and 4.2 as a preliminary for Bay Forest Club MRRPC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.